Fairly recently, I heard a conservative commentator argue that given our current federal deficit, we cannot continue economic programs to help individuals within our society. His argument went like this. If your neighbor had a huge medical bill to pay, as much as you might like your neighbor and really want to help him, there is no way that you would go out and triple mortgage your house in order to have money to give him. To the commentator, it is unthinkable, given our federal deficit, to fund programs that benefit people at the lower end of the income scale. It is just fiscally ridiculous, no matter how much we may like them. As the House gets ready to vote again to extend the Trump 2017 tax cuts after the Senate passed its version of the One Big Beautiful Bill, I think we need to ask the question this way. As much as you may like your billionaire neighbor, would you triple mortgage your house to give him money that he doesn't even need? Why are we even considering continuing the tax cuts for the earners who helped get the deficit to this level in the first place? And why are we considering not only raising the deficit to do that, but cutting Medicaid and food assistance? Why take from the bottom tiers of society to offset, but not completely cover, those tax cuts? I think the approach that Congress is taking is neither fiscally nor morally responsible. I am Marcia Snyder, and that is my perspective.